The following program was paid for by the Bianchi Law Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision. Robert A. Bianchi Esquire and David J. Bruno Esquire are New Jersey Supreme Court certified criminal trial attorneys of the Bianchi Law Group, LLC, handling criminal defense, domestic violence, and municipal court cases with a team of former prosecutors who fight the government when they charge their clients with crimes. 8 Campus Drive, Suite 105, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054, 862-210-8570. So you've come here for the truth. Well, we've got the truth and nothing but the truth. Two of New Jersey's well-known former prosecutors bring you real-life encounters and candid conversations from thought-provoking guests ranging from all walks of life. Here you will find how today's thought leaders in their industries faced immense challenges and adversities with captivating stories ending in personal triumph and ultimate success. Come here for the truth and to know your most important rights, the right to live a fulfilled life, and your right to be your own success. Here are your hosts, Robert A. Bianchi and David J. Bruno.
Welcome to another episode of WMTR, Nothing But the Truth, with your hosts, Bob Bianchi and Dave Bruno. As you know, Dave, this show is talking about the truth of really uber successful people, both in a professional world, the personal world. We've had some great guests on. We promised you some awesome ones in 2022. We couldn't start a better season than with J.T. Fox, the man, serial entrepreneur, good friend of the Bianchi Law Group, and Dave and myself. Dave, we're so excited to have JT on the show. Give us a little bit of the background of JT, although it is so hard to put JT in just a matter of a few words, David.
It is. And JT's one of our coaches, and he's actually one of the inspirations of this show. So JT, we wouldn't be here without you, buddy. My pleasure. JT Fox is a private equity fund manager, a serial entrepreneur of many companies across all sectors, an investor in companies and property, and the world's number one wealth and business coach. He has business interests in over 54 countries and is a former media personality, having his own self-syndicated radio show called The JT Fox Show in the United States and Canada, which now has moved to his highly popular Millionaire Flicks platform. He has appeared on major news media networks across the globe, in addition to the features in Forbes and various print magazine covers, as well as multiple radio shows. JT, let's start there. Who is your biggest inspiration to success?
Listen, we all need heroes, models, and coaches. And just like I'm the best at what I do, you guys are also the best at what you do. I know, because I'm a client of your law firm. And, you know, we live in a very unfair, unjust world. And if you're going to succeed, you need the best. You know, you can learn basketball from a high school basketball coach, or you can learn from Phil Jackson. You know, so it's a big difference, right? And who would you rather learn from, Phil Jackson or the local? They're both teaching you basketball, except one won a lot of championships, is regarded as one of the greatest of all time. The other is just probably a great guy. And so same thing with all lawyers, right? You have a lot of lawyers, but I like dealing with the best, and you guys are the best, which ultimately we kind of have a reciprocal relationship. You pay me to coach you, and I pay you to help me out with my issues, which made a very big difference. And I think the realization is that everyone is penny wise and dollar foolish, right? They'll go to an attorney so they can save a couple hundred dollars an hour, right? But then it costs them millions of dollars or their life in this situation. And in my case too, I mean, I just always seek out the best that are more successful than me. I've had 9 coaches in my life. I still have 4 that are active. I've spent over $3 million in coaching. And it's the greatest thing because it allows me to have a shortcut, what to do, what not to do. It's not what you know that hurts you, it's what you don't know. And what you don't know is the blind spots. And that's where you can get in trouble, either legally, right? Because ignorance of the law, whoops, I didn't know, is definitely not a defense, I'm sure. But Your Honor, my client didn't know. I don't really think that works. Same thing in business, right? You can't say, I don't know. So we're 100% responsible for every choice we make. Whether good or bad, it's always our fault.
Hey, JT, you know, what's impressed me about you, and again, you know, we have a relationship as friends and business people, but you are trying to give forward. What I love about not the fact that you have business interests in over 54 countries, probably more than that right now, and you're an uber success, you actually go all the way down to coaching and trying to help people that are on the lower levels who feel like, I can never possibly be an entrepreneur like somebody like JT Fox, including your founders that you have, that you started. And we're on that as well. And we watch people that have everything from a couple of dollars to spend to billionaires that you literally have on these founders calls with various deals. Why is it that you got yourself, when you don't have to do it, into the space of trying to help people that don't really have a lot of equity try to improve their financial position?
I mean, I can give you the answer. It's all about leaving a legacy, and I just want to make this planet a better place than when I first got here. That would be a very basic. The bottom line is, I believe in investing in people, not in deals, right? Great people will eventually find a great deal or make it work, right? Persevere, like all three of us, right? And a bad person to deal with will ruin a good deal. And that's kind of like the theme that was last year, what I experienced is I had three great deals. I still made money, but it was the biggest aggravation and probably left tens of millions of dollars on the table because they were just bad people, either uncoachable, know-it-all, ego, pride. And so, you know, to me, is there are two types of people. There are people with money and there are people that are trying to work their way to have money. And you can't just be in a room full of people with a lot of money because people like me with a lot of money be like, okay, well, where's the deals? Well, I don't know. Because we're at a stage now where we look at so many deals and we say yes or no. So you kind of need what the equivalent of a young JT Fox, of someone who's got that insane work ethic, that attitude, that persistence that's going to find out. And ultimately, I mean, we just take a look at a recent deal we did in Dallas. I mean, 50.3% return, I mean, in 4 months. Right. I mean, I didn't find the deal. And to be honest with you, would I have put 5 months, the person who brought us the deal did 5 months of like persistence every week? I don't know if at this stage of my life I would have done that. So I think there's a combination of both. But when we get into the founders in the room or any room, we're all equal. Everybody's got a role to play. Right. And we all collaborate with an end goal. Right. And how can we share, add a value to each other's life? And where you learn is ultimately where you earn.
Yeah. Great points. Look, we were on the founders call last night. Over 350 people. We were down with you in Florida at Mega Success. And I'll tell you what, man, you blew us away. You blew us away with the event that you put on, the stage, Jack Nicklaus, the greatest golfer in the history of golf down there talking to us about business. Talk to us about relationships, networking, because you're one of the ones that pound it more than others. And, you know, it's the key to your success, as I see, with all the people that you're connected with.
Well, everyone's worried about financial capital. I'm sort of worried about relational capital. It's not what you know. It's not who you know. It's who knows you. I get offers all the time to be on shows and podcasts and radio. And I say no, probably most because of time, right? It's just, you know, it takes time. And so in this situation, we've invested in the relationship. And to be honest with you, had you not said, hey, listen, we want to hire you. And if you guys remember the first time you and I talked and then Bob showed up and I was 100% sure that we weren't going to move forward. I don't know why. It's just I'm so used to the, let me think about it. And think about it, 99% of the time is no. And ultimately, because you invested in the relationship, not only did we build a relationship, when I needed you, you were there, which built a very good sort of friendship. Because it was based on trust and what you guys did from at your law firm, you guys are the best. And, you know, they did something that was unfortunate situation of being a public figure. It's just, you know, everyone tries to extort you left, right, and center for no reason. And you guys came in and I don't know, I mean, it was like Saturday night and Sunday night and going over letters and strategies. I mean, it's what I would do. And you guys did the same thing. You weren't saying, well, we're lawyers and we'll go deal with it on Monday morning. And so I like being around like-minded individuals like that, no matter what their net worth is. It's irrelevant to me. I put on my pants the same way that everybody else does, although I tend to get them on a little bit earlier in the morning. You know, some people wake up at 7 or 8 and you expect to be successful. That's a different story. But, and then as a result, I have one of the biggest conference called Mega Success. And I wanted to interview on stage because you guys have done a phenomenal job branding, because you're not attorneys. You're entrepreneurs that are attorney. And just doing the show and how you're promotional and how much, you know, I see you and Bob on TV all the time. I'm not sure why you're not wearing my tie, why Bob is not wearing my tie today. This is an outrage. I mean, this is the breaking news. But usually they wear my ties and today they're not. So I'm very devastating. I thought I'd monetize and share this to the whole world, but now I'm just going to share it to myself. But
yeah. All right. Wait a second. We got a caveat, a couple of things. First of all, Bob doesn't have a tie on because he would not be seen without a JT Fox tie on. And when I go on the national news media, I actually put a JT
Fox. But this is the big show. This is the big show. I don't care about national media. This is your show and the greatest radio show there is. Nothing but the truth. And the truth is, you don't have my tie. And for that reason, you're fired, Bob. And then Bruno, that thing is giving me a rash just looking at it. I'm not going to lie to you. It's hurting my eyes.
Not having a tie or having the wrong tie?
I'd rather not have a tie. That's a good point. Your Honor, motion to dismiss my complaint against Bob on the premise of we have come to resolution. Bruno, I'm proceeding with my cause of action against that.
Yeah, all right, I got you back on Bruno.
By the way, tortious interference of my eyes.
Hey, JT, you mentioned this before, and I think it's really important. And we know your story this way, and I think it's really, really important. You know, I kind of felt your pain when you were going through what you were going through when we were helping you out. Because having been nominated by the governor to be the county prosecutor, I had so many false articles, so many false news media, so many people that want to take a shot because you're the top dog. And I felt it was very, very unfair. And at a certain point in time, I actually framed an article because I felt I was being framed and had it in my office so I could look at it every day to realize it's not, I never expected to be attacked for the things, I did expect to be attacked for the things I did do, but not for the things that were just made up that I didn't do. JT, you're the top dog out there with regard to business coaching and your mega success that you have. How do you deal with that when, from an emotional point of view, when you're being accused and attacked of things only because you're so successful?
I mean, listen, I used to be bothered by it a tremendous amount because we're all human. We're all people, right? I mean, at the end of the day, we all want to be loved. And it's one thing if like you disagree with my stance on a particular position or a political situation or something like that, which by the way, I always keep neutral because I realize you're never going to change people's minds, right? Vax, unvax, or Trump or no Trump, like abortion, no abortion, gun control or gun control. Like there's nothing I can say or none of us can say that will ever change people's position until they experience something, right? It's just an example, right? You don't believe in the vaccine, you end up on a ventilator. I've had several people, they spent 2-3 weeks in the hospital. They couldn't listen to anything. It was loud. The whole time they kept thinking, will I die? And what they kept going back, if you ask them, would you take the vaccine? Every single one said yes. And those who, by the way, had it and then nothing happened, be like, yeah, it was like, you know, nothing. So they have a different perspective. So I believe we have to live through different perspectives. And once we experience things, then that is when we form an opinion. And I tell people, I mean, I respect whatever position you have, but you're entitled to your own opinions. You're not entitled to make up your own facts. And what people do is they make up their own facts. They'll say like, oh, you're a scam. You're this, you're that. Yeah, but they don't know. Like it's just hearsay. It's their belief. And I think we've become a society that is more divided, cancel culture, woke culture. And so if you want nothing but the truth, we are more divided as a nation. We cannot say, oh, you like or don't like this person, I like, say, Trump, let's say, but I don't like that he did that, right? And so, or I don't like Donald Trump, but you know, this, he did well. We live in a situation, everything is bad, everything is good, and there's no respect of people's opinion. If you disagree, you get canceled. People believe in the freedom of speech until you disagree with their position, and it's getting worse. We live in a country, this is about successful people and nothing but the truth. Everyone loves a story on the way up. And the minute you're on top, they want to see you go down, right? Because you're rich, or people are like, oh, rich people, you don't pay taxes. Well, how much taxes do you pay, right? Like, what do you contribute to society? I hire a lot of people. I've invested a lot of business. I put back my money. So the problem, we live in a country where everybody's pointing the finger at somebody else, and they have three fingers pointing back at them. Or they'll be like, oh, I don't trust the government. Well, when you get the stimulus check, you trusted the government, right? And so I think people, wherever they listen to, in the news, right, is people get their views from wherever they get. And that's the problem. So I have become desensitized. And so, you know, even Amazon's got a 70% happiness rate. Like, who doesn't like Amazon? I don't like it. They refund my money. If I want to talk to customer services, like in 3 minutes and 27 seconds, someone's going to call you. So who doesn't like it? Is it someone that's jealous because they're got so big? Is it because you don't like big corporations? Is it because you know someone that lost their business because of Amazon? I don't know, but there's one thing for sure. 51% of the people like you, you're president, and the majority of people, 25% of people will like you no matter what you say. 25% of the people like you, but they're looking for a way not to like you because maybe they got burnt before. 25% of the people they don't like you, but they like, I want to like you. These tend to be very skeptical people. They want to, but it's ingrained in them. And then 25% of the people will never like you no matter what you say. And trying to convince people that are never going to be your clients, never going to be your friends, never going to be your buyers, to try to convince them to like you is a losing proposition.
Wow. That is hashtag truth spoken right there by JT Fox. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here on WMTR Radio. On Saturday at 10:30, we'll have more with the great wisdom and the skill set of JT Fox on the other end. Stay with us.
Criminal offenses, domestic violence, and DUI matters, regardless of how small they may seem, have the potential to disrupt your whole reality. The freedoms and rights you enjoy might be taken from you at a moment's notice once you are charged. If convicted of a crime, the rest of your life and the lives of those you love will change. Without the right expert legal advice, you face a criminal trial that results in serious consequences, including hefty fines and a prison sentence. If you're in New Jersey and facing criminal charges, you need to consult with the Bianchi Law Group's team of seasoned and tested criminal defense lawyers.
I'm Bob Bianchi. At the Bianchi Law Group LLC, we are a team of former prosecutors who fight the government when they charge our clients with crimes. Our entire legal team is made up of former prosecutors. At the Bianchi Law Group, we all meet daily to discuss strategy on our clients' cases. Our team of only former prosecutors is run by David Bruno and myself, who have earned the coveted distinction of being New Jersey Supreme Court certified criminal trial attorneys, of which there are only approximately 250 out of over 90,000 lawyers in New Jersey who have earned this distinction. I am honored to have been appointed by the governor of New Jersey as the head Morris County prosecutor, and my partner David Bruno served with me in the major crime and fraud units. Simply put, when it comes to representing a client, reputation, skills, experience, tenacity, and respect matter. To us, the Bianchi Law Group values of courage, compassion, and commitment are not punchlines. They are values our entire team live by when representing the clients we are honored to serve.
If you've been charged with a crime in New Jersey, look no further. Contact the Bianchi Law Group LLC as soon as possible to set up a free consultation and to lay the foundation for a winning defense.
Welcome back to WMTR's Nothing But the Truth with Bob Bianchi and Dave Bruno. We have the world's number one wealth and business coach with us, and our coach, JT Fox, throwing out some wisdom, Dave, prior to the break. I know you got a lot of questions.
Yeah, JT, I want to start off with the term relevant rich. And I've heard you tell the story about your boy, partner, and billionaire, Tycoon X out of Chicago, that taught you this phrase. And speak to our audience about it.
Well, the idea is rich with relevance. I remember this story, and I almost didn't rent an office because I was in my office place in Chicago and everything was just kind of shut down. But sometimes as an entrepreneur, we just need a place to go, right? Like to clear ahead or to come up with ideas. And there's always a lot of distractions. So they had these little offices within our buildings. And of course they were cheap. And during the pandemic, they doubled in prices and there was only one left, and I'm debating. So I said, it's fine, I'm going to take it. And then one day this big guy comes in. I'm in the bathroom. He has a loud voice. I'm like, what do you do? And he goes, I own the building. I'm like, oh. And I'm like, and I start talking. And then he says to me, you're saying a lot of things, but I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, what are you saying? And horrible first impression. I'm stuttering. And maybe the pandemic, especially the start, you know, just, you know, you're off your game. And I went to bed at night and I felt like completely kind of like upset with myself that I didn't make a good impression. So next day I came in and click his office. I'm knocking on the door, you know, and it's closed because of COVID, you know, and he's looking at me, rolls his eyes. You could tell he's like, what now? So I'm like, I just want to say I made a bad impression. I'm sorry. He goes, so what? I'm like, yeah, I just want to tell you. And he goes, when's the last time you gave a sandwich to the homeless? When's the last time you went out there and you gave something without ever getting credit, right? Rich with relevance, right? You really have, you're rich when you can give something to someone without ever knowing that it's you. You're rich when you can have a private plane or all this stuff without bragging about it on social media. And he goes, and then it hit me. And I'm like, I'll do it. And he could roll his eyes. And I went to Whole Foods, which was next door to my building, which is kind of crazy because like I was like, do they want organic, the homeless? Like I was going, because you know, Whole Foods is whole paycheck, right? You get like it's 30% more. And I've like really thought about walking 15 minutes away to the other grocery store. And so I buy it. I had made sandwiches in the longest time. So then I go in there and I give sandwiches with an apple and chips to like 20 homeless people. And out of the 20, only 3 people said yes. And I was kind of upset. I said, thank you. I was just kind of upset about that at first. So then I see him and say, hey, I did it. You know, like you said, he goes, what happened being rich with relevance? about doing it without, but I'm like, I'm just telling you what I did. He goes, again, doing something without anybody knowing, including me. Now, what I did not know after the fact is that he actually saw me giving out because he was driving, actually saw me, but he didn't tell me that until like months later. And so for the next like few months, that's what I did every Friday, and I dropped it off. And I also learned about that it doesn't matter if they say thank you, they just need it. Just some people don't know and some people are broken, right? And the system is there. And it doesn't matter whether they say yes or not, because it's not about my feelings, it's about theirs. And you know, one day he walked by my office and he goes, he heard me talk and he's like, you know what? What are you doing? And so I'm like, you know, I'm just helping some people. And then he goes, well, maybe I'd like to talk to them. But he goes, I don't want my name known. I don't like, you know, I mean, it's not what I do. I'm not like you. I have no interest of being on the radar. And then he starts speaking and no one knows his name. He's a billionaire, but no one knows his name. And it's kind of ironic because we just kind of got used to it. But the way you talk, you could tell it's a whole different level. And then one day he just called me and we just became business partners. And now we're business partners now. And one, if I had not gotten that office, this wouldn't happen. Number two, I could have been like, oh, the guy's being an a-hole. You know, he's like making me bad. If I had not felt bad about it and trying to make it right a second time, if I had not gone and give the sandwich to the homeless, then I wouldn't be where I am here today. And so I think that's the point with action, right? Action is not something you say, it's something you do. If you don't do X, whatever X is, who could I have met? Like maybe people listening to this show right now, who could I have inspired? Who are some of you here going to come to the founders? You know, JT Fox 2X, JT Fox double X founders.com. Like, and we might do business together, or you might be in my network and see all these billionaires and celebrities I'm part of, because whoever I know, you get to know. But you know this, by listening to the show or by me going there, something happened. And nothing happens if we don't say yes.
All right, JT Fox, we really appreciate it. JT, I know that your schedule is busy.
Uber. Yeah, I got to go. I'm 5 minutes late for my meeting. You guys are killing me.
Yeah.
But I love you guys.
Yeah, amazing. All right. And we really appreciate JT. Look, so quick, Dave, he had to go. I want to bounce off a couple of ideas, though. So to get to the other point that JT brings up that I think is really important that we try to emphasize. So far, every guest has talked about it. It's the victim mentality.
Yeah.
And it is so easy to fall into. I mean, I've had unfair things happen to me. It is you are going to have unfair things happen. Your positions, the higher you go or the more successful you are, like JT said, you got the 25%, the 25%, the 25%, 25%. There's going to be people rooting for you to lose, and it can be very unnerving. And when you do lose, they love it and they relish in it, but you got to step aside from that mentality. And here's what always bothered me when I was I've been a boss of many things in my life. I don't care about your loss. I don't care about your failure. I don't care if you didn't win. What I don't want to hear is the excuses. It's not fair. Why me? How come I'm being treated, you know, wrongly? And I used to watch so many skilled people that had such growth potential go down that rabbit hole and just implode because they just couldn't accept it. Even if it is unfair, it very well may have been. Accept it and move on, Dave.
Yeah, sure. Important to be resilient and get past that. Because it's very easy to dwell on those things and ruminate. And then it starts to spiral. And then it's in your mind. And then you just need to get past. Learn. You got to learn from things. Yeah. Right? And that's another theme that has come through from a lot of different guests is, yeah, we're going to make mistakes. Ultimately, hopefully, it's not going to be critical. But we got to learn from them and don't make the same mistakes twice. Learn and get past them.
Well, I think there's one crucial thing that, and I'm seeing it society. I feel like my father now, and I guess he felt like his father before him. We're looking at it in the eyes of some wisdom and maturity. But I think we're moving into a culture where it has become completely acceptable to blame everyone but yourself for the failure. And look, people have had hard breaks. I get it. And there are people who have had hard breaks that have been successful. We've had them on this show. And there are people that have been given a silver spoon and should have every reason for success who've gone down the rabbit hole. It's all about mindset. Dave, remember when I was prosecutor, I had a little mirror, decorative mirror behind my desk that my wife put up there. And I think you probably were in the room once or twice, because I used to do it a lot. When everybody would do the deflection and they weren't willing to do the self-analysis, or they didn't want to blame themselves, and it was this one's problem, that one's problem, the other problem, the dog ate my police report, or the doctor gave me bad medication, or whatever it could be. I used to stand up and say, hold on a second. And I would look in the mirror and I'd say in a quizzical way, you know, when I look in this mirror, I see a fat, paunchy, middle-aged, balding male. Why is it that other people look in this mirror and see Brad Pitt? You know, in other words, I accept who I am with the flaws and whatever, because without self-critical analysis, you cannot progress, but not over self-critical analysis, not blaming yourself because you have that other side for things that are not your responsibility or fault.
Yeah, sure. I don't think blame is getting into the culture now. I think blame has always been in the past and historic. I mean, look, it's about owning things. And as individuals, we have to own our situations. It may be someone else that made a mistake, but did you delegate it properly? Did you make the delegation clear so that there were clear instructions? And oftentimes, I mean, and I do this myself, it's not about blame. It's about owning it, owning the mistake, learning from the mistake, getting past it, and then moving on in a positive way. And that's mindset.
Yeah. And I, as a leader of an organization, which is something I think, again, is of recent, I mean, it's always been around, I get it, but it's been so amplified today, is I own it.
Yeah.
I mean, there were many things when I was the county prosecutor that we had procedures and policies and standards, and sometimes people made mistakes. But when somebody would come in to complain about a mistake that was made, I didn't sit there and say, well, that was my assistant prosecutor's fault or whatever. I apologize for it. I mean, that's why we never had any lawsuits. We didn't have grievances. We didn't have a problem. There were times I bring the person in and say, look, we made a mistake. Here's where we made the mistake. I own it, and I'm going to do what I can to rectify it. And you'd be shocked at how the anger melts away from people, because you're only just being honest with them and honest with yourself.
Yeah, sure. Look, we went long today, no doubt. Oh, this is going to be some bonus material. This is going to be bonus material. We got the video running. It's not just about a radio show anymore. We got the radio show, the podcast, we got the web series, right? And the website is nothingbutthetruthpodcast.com. That's where you could subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and in Spotify. And then also the videos there for all of our guests, including JT Fox, KDK, Bruce Buffer, and it goes on and on, because we have a lot of good guests coming. And I'm very, very excited to be here with you, Bob. Great job today. And I hope everyone took away some great things from JT Fox.
Okay, so that's WMTR Radio's Nothing But the Truth every Saturday at 10:30. Wow, awesome guest 2022. We are really looking forward. Many safe and happy New Year and blessings to you all. We'll be back next Saturday at 10:30.
At Bianchi Law Group, they will guide you through their free consultation, laying down the foundation for your criminal defense with the right legal advice and team. All of their lawyers are highly experienced former prosecutors. Therefore, you know you can face a criminal trial with a strong defense. Their firm continuously makes numerous appearances in revered publications and TV networks. Their extensive experience in criminal law makes them confident in the legal field, at the same time offering their three pillars of service: courage, compassion, and commitment to all of their clients. Without the right legal advice and help, you face a criminal trial that can result in dire consequences, with hefty fines and a prison sentence. If you are in New Jersey and facing criminal charges, you need to contact the Bianchi Law Group, LLC now, 862-210-8570 or BianchiLawGroup.com. Their team of criminal defense lawyers considers you as a whole person and tailors the best defense strategy and resolution for your situation and convene the strongest possible defense. Robert A. Bianchi Esquire and David J. Bruno Esquire are New Jersey Supreme Court certified criminal trial attorneys of Bianchi Law Group, LLC, handling criminal defense, domestic violence, and municipal court cases with a team of former prosecutors who fight the government when they charge their clients with crimes. 8 Campus Drive, Suite 105, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. 862-210-8570. The Bianchi Law Group, LLC, has prepared this concern for general information purposes. Nothing herein is intended to create an attorney-client relationship and shall not be construed as legal advice. The preceding program was paid for by Bianchi Law Group, LLC.
The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision.